There will be order in Jenin. That is the pledge from the commander of the new Palestinian Security Force in Jenin. Jenin is a city in the West Bank. It's long known as a stronghold for militants. Now, 600 newly trained Palestinian soldiers and police have deployed on the streets of Jenin. The deployment is part of a U.S.-backed plan to improve security and encourage the Israeli military to pull back from Jenin. But the disorder there has deep roots, and imposing the rule of law has been a tough sell, as NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
You can't just stop here and do your business, a policeman implores a farmer named Omar. He's pulled his truck over along a stretch of lush green farmland on the outskirts of Jenin. The farmer angrily dismisses the heavily armed security men with a wave of his hand and continues weighing sacks of fresh cucumbers on a scale bolted to the back of his flatbed truck. What do you want me to do? Omar shouts. This is a military area, the policeman tells him. Hurry, move on. Reluctantly, Omar drives on. The myriad Palestinian security forces, police, presidential guard, and national security force, are now actually working together and deploying in the streets. All new concepts for Jenin. But zero tolerance for lawbreakers also is a new concept, and Palestinians from armed militants to cucumber farmers are looking warily at the newly empowered Palestinian forces. First Lieutenant Osama Sherbini with the Special Police Force insists support for the new crackdown is widespread. Yeah, some kids throw rocks at us at the refugee camps, he concedes, but only the teenagers really defy us.
There's a new generation of kids who grew up in a state of chaos and under Israeli occupation. All they know is disorder and a weak Palestinian authority. These youngsters have been the biggest challenge to us.
But it appears resentment at the new security campaign is wider than that. Sami Atay watches police search cars from the window of his small grocery store. They're just like the Jews, Atay says, dismissing the Palestinian crackdown as a partisan show of force by the ruling Fatah movement.
They're only arresting those who are harming Fatah, men from Hamas and Islamic Jihad and other enemies of Fatah. The burglars and criminals and murderers are still in the streets.
Mideast envoy Tony Blair and American and European diplomats are hoping these new Palestinian security efforts in Jenin and nearby Nablus build trust so Israel will turn more security responsibility in the West Bank over to the Palestinian Authority. The idea is to turn the northern section into something of a model security area and show that the Palestinians are serious about reining in militants and imposing order, key obligations under the Roadmap Peace Plan. But the Palestinians still have to coordinate with Israel, essentially get permission, before carrying out any operations in areas outside the city's limits. And the Israeli army still maintains overall security control throughout the area. Israeli troops can come into the city at any time to arrest wanted men. The Palestinian deputy commander of the Jenin Security Force, Colonel Radi Asidi, says Israeli interference remains the key stumbling block in the campaign.
During this campaign, coordination with the Israeli security forces has been better, for sure. But they still embarrass us all the time. We secure an area during the day, and at night, the Israelis sweep in as they like.
Israeli Major Oz Arad, a military police commander in the northern West Bank, says he's not convinced the Palestinian security forces are ready to handle wider responsibilities.
I'm not sure that they can control what's going on in the streets. I'm not saying they cannot, but to do the job we're doing every day, I'm not sure that they can. It's too early now.
Underscoring that sentiment, Palestinians point out that no major Israeli checkpoints have come down in the north concurrent with the authorities' new security campaign. Back inside Jenin, Mohammed Zakarni is demoralized. The 35-year-old has been pulled over at a Palestinian security checkpoint because his bedraggled Subaru is unregistered and unfit to be on the road. Zakarni, a father of four, says he makes about $25 a day in a 10-hour shift cutting stones.
I say if they want to improve law and order, okay, fair enough, but improve the economic situation for the people too. I can't afford a good car. Now they take away the car I need for work. What should I do?
Security Operations Commander Mustafa Shinawi then barks an order into his handheld radio and walks away. We can have compassion for the poor or we can have law and order, Shinawi says, but I don't think we can have both. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Jenin.